so long, so long. Toddy slipped stealthily away. When the landlord returned to the bar, he found a little boy diligently engaged in scrubbing the floor. Continued on page 210. Courageous Toddy continued from page 207. Here you get off to bed, Todd, you hear. Why, it's only 9 o'clock, Uncle. Don't you argue with your betters. That ain't your duty. If I tell you to go to bed at 9 and get up again at 10, you'll have to do it. Take that and get. That was the usual cuff. Gray had become quite an expert in the art of cuffing. This one was administered with such perfect aim and goodwill that it had the effect of hastening his small nephew through the door. Toddy picked himself up, dashed the tears from his eyes, and then made the best of his way upstairs. When he reached the wretched little garret, which served him for a bedroom, he did not undress. No, he must not rest. He must pit his wits against two able ruffians. Toddy felt sure that his uncle and the other villain were going to attempt to rob the only man who had ever shown him any kindness. Toddy was not the lad to allow this. He had plenty of grit in him yet. Why had his uncle sent him to bed at 9 o'clock when it was his usual custom? When it was his usual custom to keep him working till 10 or later, Toddy could guess what was going to happen in the parlor. He felt that he must hear those plans, but how? He must hide somewhere in the room. There were no cupboards in the room. Toddy could think of no place to hide in. He pressed his hands to his burning brow and tried to think harder. Ah, the chimney, it was large. He had been up in it more than once. Gray had...